The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello, let's try this again.
Let's try this. Take four.
Jesus. This is too hard. This is too goddamn difficult. We don't need this.
No wonder Frank couldn't just push the button. I get it now. It all makes sense. God. We're on the space station. No.
Hurry up. Let's get this shit started so we don't fuck it up anymore.
Right. All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about David Allen Coe, Jerry Conway, Trump, Israel, all the normal weekly nonsense that's went on in the world. Our top 10 list this week, fictional bars or pubs from TV shows or movies.
That's
basically,
right.
Basically, all mine are, where would you like to go hang out? So that's, I might have a couple you don't, so that'll be interesting.
We might have the same shit.
I don't know. No, there's a couple of mine that I know you don't have. We'll see. All right. As always, you want to start with some TV news?
Yes.
All right. Paramount has announced a new detective comedy, because we don't have enough of those. This one will star Joey from Friends. Matt LeBlanc, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. We're good at this. Will star as a burned-out LAPD detective who, on the verge of retirement, is blindsided when the city extends his service by 5 years. He is determined to get fired. He breaks rules and disobeys orders, which, to his own dismay, makes him a better cop. You know, the premise is good. I kind of like the premise, I'm not going to lie. And LeBlanc's a good actor. What was that show he did after Friends? Not the Joey, not the spinoff. Oh, I can't think of it now. I can't think of the name of it, but it was really good. It's where he was the actor. Ah, hell, and people can Google it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Now let's see what happens in practice.
Right. Good in theory. Let's see how the follow-through is. All right, moving on here. There are now more calls again for Jimmy Kimmel to be fired after he made jokes about basically wanting Melania Trump to be a widow after the, do you really want to call it an assassination attempt? Because we could really go into a whole rabbit hole about time travel, and it would just be, it would spin Joe Rogan's head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But somebody allegedly the shooting, and he said Melania should be a widow, and now they're saying he really now should be fired, like he shouldn't have been before. So
maybe he meant because he looks old.
That's what he tried to cover it up with.
I mean,
I'm like, no,
that's dangerous territory anyway, because he's already really had shots taken at him, whether they be a false flag or not.
Yeah, there's already literally been 3 times now. Pennsylvania golf course. We're on 3 or 4 now.
I think
odds are going to catch up. I think it is 4.
I don't. I mean, I know they want that ballroom, but goddamn.
I mean, I don't remember anybody, not even us, saying that, you know, we want Big Mike Obama to be a same-sex widow or Jill Biden to be a widow.
Nobody says that shit.
You don't do that, no matter how much you hate the person. That's just, what, human decency that Kimmel doesn't have?
Right. Right. This guy coming from the Man Show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he literally wore blackface.
Yeah, chicks on trampolines.
I miss Vanessa.
I don't know what else you want.
That's the best part of the show. Vanessa, can't remember her last name.
Yeah.
She did a magazine thing, I think I saw back in the day. Anywho, moving on.
Keep going.
ABC, Vince, has renewed Tim Allen's Shifting Gears. That's the show that he does with Kat Dennings. Yay for that. And just for you, I have this. They have renewed Scrubs for another season.
Oh, boy.
Hey, the big storyline in the, I don't know what season they're counting this of Scrubs, is that Dr. Cox is sick. Like, he has the bad stuff. So, yeah, that's the whole storyline now.
I'm not watching that show. I hated that show when it was on TV normally.
I know you do.
Which is not fucking funny. Everybody thought that shit was hilarious. I'm like, I don't, what the fuck are we watching?
It's not your humor.
It's not. Zach Braff is fucking annoying.
That's true. I can't deny that one. AMC. Please come up with new ideas. We're getting a TV series based on the movie Point Break. But
gender swap.
This will take place 25 years after the Keanu movie and centered on a dangerous new heist crew that has ties to the notorious ex-president's gang. Point Break to My Kids in Charge or something. I
don't know.
New All ideas they... aren't that scary, guys. You can try.
Yeah, but the Point Break guys, you actually felt kind of bad for them.
Right.
All they want to do is surf and
hang out paid. With their friends. Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. They just took money. And then the insurance company paid for it.
Right.
I mean, what's the difference between the government giving all our money away?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Let's just keep going down the rabbit hole, you know? Fuck it.
Yeah. Last thing for TV news. This is sad. Roger Sweet passed away. You probably don't know the name. This is the guy that created He-Man. And He-Man. Most of the other characters. So he had been in assisted living for the last few years and was still like sign people would send him stuff to sign and he was still trying to do it up until like a week before he passed. But I believe he was either 88 or 95. I can't remember which.
But, crap.
Yeah. Big part of childhood gone right there. So that sucks. All right. Let's get to some movie news. There was a comic book. There was a crossover comic book. Django and Zorro. Ugh. That is now being developed into a movie by Sony based on the comic book series.
Sure.
So no word on if Jamie Foxx is going to be Django again or if Antonio Banderas is going to be Zorro. The gay George Hamilton's still alive, ain't he?
Yeah, get the gay blade in there.
Get the gay blade. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have a black guy and a gay guy. Come on.
Just spin him around and be a gay Beyblade.
Yeah, perfect. Just killing white people.
Yeah. That's all it's gonna be.
That's what it's gonna be.
Too bad Eli Roth is busy doing other things.
Yeah, so. Right. We haven't had any really good Holocaust porn in a while, have we?
No. I think he's doing Ice Cream Man, which I think I saw the trailer for that, and it does look good, so. Speaking of trailers, the trailer came out for the movie they're calling Resident Evil, which is Resident Evil in name only and has no ties to the video game. So why didn't you just call it generic zombie movie F?
Don't ask.
There's what, 8 games plus an animated movie of source material? I think there's 8 games, right?
Yeah.
Come on, we just want Mr. X, we want Nemesis, we want Leon and Claire and Jill. That's Wesker. Yeah. You can do it.
We want 2.
Yes, that's the one we want. We want
the director's
2.
Cut. Let's go.
And at the end of 2, you get the cut screen and you see the outline of fucking Nemesis and he goes, "Stars." And there you go. That's your setup. God damn it. We're in the wrong business, kid.
I know. Our hats aren't small enough.
That's true. I do like a large hat. Speaking of video games into movies, this is the last thing for movie news this week. Kind of a thin news week, thankfully. 5 different studios are now in a bidding war for Michael B. Jordan's Battlefield movie. Warner Brothers Discovery, Amazon, MGM, Sony, Universal, and Netflix have all submitted bids to adapt the game into what they're calling an event film. So this is the big blockbuster tentpole. We can do spinoffs and sequels. There's better games out there to adapt if you're going to do that. I'm just saying. You know what would be really cool? Metal Gear.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know. It's there. But whatever. We'll get a war movie and they'll call it Battlefield. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to comic book news. And we start with a couple passings here. Comic writer Len Straczynski. This is the guy that co-created Prime. You remember the Malibu universe?
Yeah.
He created Prime, Prototype, and Jesse Quick for DC. Passed away at the age of 71. He wrote Justice Society, Flash, Starman. Then he went and did the whole Malibu Ultraverse with Prime and stuff like that. So the big comic book passing, though, sadly, this week was Jerry Conway. Passed away at the age of 73. You definitely know this guy's work. He co-created The Punisher, Ben Reilly, Firestorm, Jason Todd, you know, Robin, Nightwing, Red Hood, and a lot more. He also wrote, I'm going to say, probably the second most important Spider-Man story of all time, the night Gwen Stacy died.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, this is a major guy in comic history the past this week, so that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. The only other thing for comic book news this week is there are now calls for Marvel and DC writer Dennis Camp to be fired after he tweeted out after the Trump shooting deal, missed again with a frown face. This is the same writer who's turned the Ultimates into an anti-white racist rant. Hawkeye is a they-them Native American. The Hulk is now a large Polynesian woman who rants about colonialism. So they fired the guy last week. We had the story that has saved Marvel's business by doing the omnibuses of all the old good stuff. But this guy that's like, oh, darn, the president didn't get shot, and I'm going to turn Hulk into a big Samoan woman and Hawkeye into a genderless redskin. Yeah, he has a job.
And he will keep a job.
And he will keep his job. That's the thing. So it's just, man.
Yeah, I know.
On that side, you're protected no matter what, it seems.
So fucking dumb.
It is. I don't have any recommendations, as once again, the website was down. So, but this week was Free Comic Book Day. Go to your local shop, support them, see if they got anything left over. Buy you a book, see what you like. Buy the old stuff. It's a whole lot better. All right, let's get in some wrestling news. And there's a lot of wrestling news this week. The CW has announced that they have acquired exclusive broadcast rights. They're going to show NXT pay-per-view, or whatever the fuck they call them now, multi-year deal. They will do 20 of them over the next several years, including Stand and Deliver, Great American Bash, Deadline, and Vengeance Day. So this will be over-the-air broadcast TV pay-per-views. So now, if just NXT was worth watching. So, yeah. WWE TKO president, I don't know his name, it's the guy fucking it all up, admitted in an interview that Triple H and Nick Khan are using AI for storylines. There is not a single person in WWE that has the tag creative on them that should not be fired. That's He said, Khan and Triple H are using AI for storylines. What's resonating? What superstars are resonating? And what pockets of the country are they resonating? That helps us, obviously, with our content, our editorial, our creative, our mapping, our touring, and maximizing revenue and getting our product out to the fans most in need of it. I don't really think anybody needs WWE programming right now because it's ass. So
who needs it?
Right.
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah. It's so the same ChatGPT that can't spell right on replies is now writing WWE storylines.
Well, that's all right. The writers can't read or write anyway. Yeah. So, I mean,
no wonder Vince McMahon drives 95 miles an hour trying to kill himself. We get it now. You know, Andy poops on women. So,
literally,
yeah. It's also reported that the WrestleMania for 2028, because next year it's in Saudi, because, you know, money. Well, speaking of money, Nashville. Old Trashville has put in a bid of $3.5 million plus tax breaks to try to get WrestleMania weekend in Nashville in 2028. This would be in the new stadium that they're currently building where the Titans play. It's still going to be called Nissan Stadium, but they're just rebuilding it. So
that's what they need.
Yeah.
Another stadium.
Well, it's there. They're just kind of, it's almost like a renovating, but building on. It's stupid. Everybody there's pissed off because it's like the donut tax thing for the Colts. You know, your favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Where you don't live near it, but you still got to pay for it. Yeah. It's lovely.
It was only supposed to last a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still right? There.
Yeah.
Can we get rid of that now? That'd be nice.
Yeah. This next one is a sad story. We got an update on AEW wrestler Rebel's health, but it's not good. She announced, she put out a video on social media announcing that doctors at the Mayo Clinic have diagnosed her with terminal ALS. So she had been misdiagnosed for years, put on meds for things that she wasn't sick with, and she finally got into the Mayo Clinic and they were running tests on her lungs and other tests, you know, blood work and stuff popped up and she has ALS, probably not long to go. So,
bro,
that absolutely sucks. And that just shows that doctors don't know shit. If she hadn't got into Mayo, they probably never would have found out what she had.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's bad. That sucks. That's the same thing that took fucking Mongo. So I think apparently best estimates a year or two left.
Jesus.
And she's our age, which is fucking horrible. So yeah. All right, moving on here. AEW has announced that Forbidden Door pay-per-view will take place June 28th from San Jose. This will be the card that has talent from AEW, New Japan, CMLL in Mexico, and Stardom. They do this every year. It's usually a pretty good show. So there you go. After a 27-year career, Trevor Murdoch announced his retirement on the latest episode of NWA Power. Former two-time NWA champ, former WWE tag team champ. So, he had a good run. Guess who is opening a wrestling school in Nashville?
Who?
Rusev. Miro.
Why?
Because there's not really one around here, to be honest with you, which is weird because all the talent that lives around here, like Jeff Jarrett lives in Nashville, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, Rusev, I mean, a lot of wrestlers, James Storm, they all live around here. But guess who his co-trainer is?
I don't know.
From the Attitude Era, played a memorable character, and I know you watched this guy wrestle. He was a vampire.
I don't know.
Gangrel. It's going to, he's there. Russo put up a video of them like cutting the boards for the ring, and it's him and it's a couple other guys and Gangrel there. So Gangrel's going to be a co-trainer at the Russo's wrestling school. So
all the kids, or all the kids that graduate, all the people that graduate that, they go on to WWE or?
No, they will go independent, probably local independent shows around here, which there's a bunch, and then work their way up from there. Unless it's a deal like, I can't think of her name, the Tiffany girl that's on WWE right now. Now, she trained with Mr. Kennedy in Minnesota, and then quickly got into AEW and then WWE. So there are fast track ways if you're super talented, but for normal ones, it'll be you go on the independents and work your way up. So we'll see. It's good that there's options out there, and it's somebody that actually knows the business.
So right.
It's not like some, you know, guy in his garage going, "Hey, pay me $20, I'll show you a headlock."
Right.
Sal Bandini, want to wrestle? You know. I need to watch Ready to Rumble again. Last thing for wrestling news, and Vince, it's a sad day. Yes, it is. The New Day have decided and apparently mutually agreed with WWE to leave. They were told to, by TKO, to renegotiate your contracts. They said, not for that money. They got lowballed. We're done. WWE said, yep, you are. Thank you for everything. Goodbye. They also, apparently WWE has released Tonga Loa and JC Mateo, who is fucking Jeff Cobb and is a monster. And as I said earlier, if you have creative in your job title in WWE, you should be fired. The amount of people they have let go in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You couldn't do nothing with them. Triple H, like New Day turned bad. They were bad guys. And Triple H fucked that completely up. So look for New Day to go to AEW and finally get that match with the Young Bucks and make a good little bit of money and then be done. So
it's a bunch of shit.
But here's the thing. We all know that Xavier Woods will just go back to being Austin Creed or Consequences Creed like he was in TNA. Kofi will still be able to use the Kofi name because that is legitimately his real first name. So he won't have to change his name like fucking Edge did and go by his government name. So
it's still a load of shit.
It is. It really is. Because you would think that New Day would have been lifers. Like, Woods did a lot of stuff backstage, including Paige. I had to get that joke in. Fuck you. Kofi, 25 years? Something like that he'd been, you know? So apparently the rumor is a lot of talent backstage is like, yeah, this is not a job for life place anymore. Not with TKO running it. And I will just say that all the supposed budget cuts that are happening now, there is a reason for this. Before they were TKO, they were a company called Endeavor. And Endeavor owned UFC. And UFC, and when they merged WWE and became TKO, they are billions of dollars in debt. What I think they're trying to do, and this just makes business sense, is they're trying to get as out of debt as they can by all these cuts and stuff before they sell either the whole thing or split it again and just sell WWE to the Saudis. Eventually, WWE will be owned by the Saudis, one way or another.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Or Disney.
I don't think Disney can do it. I mean, if they could, they do it? Yes, obviously, but this is going to be, they're trying to dump the debt before they can overcharge to the Saudis. So, kind of makes AEW not look so bad, right?
I'm just saying. Like shit.
Hey, you want to actually watch wrestling on a wrestling show?
Now, there's calm down.
One company. I'm just saying. All right, that's it for wrestling. Vince, how is the world of the video and games?
It's okay, I guess.
it's there.
It's there. Yeah. Crafton quarter one revenue up 56.9% to 931 million, driven by mobile content.
Yep.
A lot of mobile games out there. Sony increases prices for refurbished PS5 Slims by $100. Jesus, man.
How is anybody, after all the DMR Sony PlayStation stuff, how are they still having any customers? How is
there not
a complete revolt against Sony?
And then they had to come back and explain the DMR thing. It's like a one-time...
You have to log in once every month.
Yeah, it's...
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Nintendo is sued by players who say the government, or that they should get any tariff refunds received by the U.S. government.
Of course.
Well, I mean, like I said last week, we're getting double dipped, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Alien Isolation 2 will use Unreal Engine 5 and not the cathode engine, so then it'll run like shit, but we can have the skins on Fortnite, right?
Yeah. It'll be great. Just use the Ed skin and get stuck in a fucking car.
Boy, I tell you what, I don't know whether it's because they fired 1,000 people, but it has been buggy as a motherfucker here lately.
It's, yeah, Fortnite
is almost unplayable.
Oh yeah, almost unplayable. It's bad.
The Call of Duty movie director has previously said...
Yes, I saw this, Peter Berg.
Playing games is pathetic.
But are you trying to... But I'm going to cash that check.
You want people to watch that movie? What?
Yeah, you're doing the WWE thing where you shit on your audience.
Why are
brilliant,
you...
Brilliant business decision.
They're all doing it. They're all shitting on the audience. Why do you do... Do you want to... Do you like making money?
You know, your job.
What's his last name?
Peter Berg.
Berg. No shit.
He's directed really good stuff. I was kind of excited about this. Then I saw that quote and I'm like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. Cool, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why are you...
Like, COD's one of the biggest games in the world. And you're just completely belittling your audience.
Yeah, why are you fucking... Yeah, I don't get it. Oh, he's in the tribe.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah, that's... You want to make money, right? From the stupid goy?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Don't insult them.
Right.
Until after you get the shekels.
It's crazy. Larian wants to absolutely demolish Steam again with Divinity release. When Baldur's Gate 3 came out, the numbers were nuts.
Yeah.
They want to do it again. Godspeed. Yeah. I hope you can pull it off. Kingdom Come Deliverance devs are donating $1 of every copy sold on Steam this week to the real-life Pyrkstian Castle? Preserving the actual history behind Harry's home. That's very cool.
That's cool. I like that.
Sony set to pay $7.8 million to PlayStation users after judge approves preliminary settlement in PSN Digital Games class action lawsuit. Get ready for another one.
Yep.
Speaking of people leaving, 44% of devs right now are looking to leave the video game industry due to layoffs.
Yeah.
They're finding something else.
Yeah. That goes back to the Epic thing where people were like, you know,
right,
working hours and hours getting crapped on by their boss and they're like, you're either going to fire us or we're going to be done. And they got fired. And yeah.
Halo 2 and 3 remakes are in active development.
Of course they are.
They're going to remake them.
Yep.
Have you heard of this shit called Far, Far West?
No.
Steam's latest indie success story, racking up 250,000 sales and 97% rating in just 2 days.
Damn.
That's Valheim numbers.
Yeah, it is.
Eight devs made it.
Yeah.
That's why these fucking big studios can't keep up.
Yeah, AAA studios are done.
Yeah, totally done. When they're doing shit like that.
We're going to get aliens, like walking on the earth, alleged aliens, before we get GTA 6. I'm just saying. We're going to get Bluebeam before.
Take-Two's going to fuck it up anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah, bad.
Roblox shares plummet 18% as child safety measures weigh on bookings.
Yeah, they're going after the kid fuckers. And they're losing their audience.
I only know one person that plays that game.
Mm-hmm.
A couple kids, but one adult. And he plays it because his kid was playing it. Yep. It's like mini games. It's cool if you get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
it's like you're not talking to people.
Do not let your kids play it.
Yeah. Starfield, the last thing I have. Starfield PS5 players demand refunds, reporting widespread bugs and glitches that leave the game unplayable.
Maybe we should do that for Fortnite.
I can't believe you actually bought Starfield after all the Xbox kids were like, this game is awful.
Yeah.
I know the PS5 people said, ha ha, suckers. Everybody wanted it until nobody wants it, so.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all I got. I guess the Star Wars thing's live in Fortnite right now.
Yeah, and it's bugged to hell.
It is so buggy. Oh, my God. They're releasing that shit.
You can't get checkpoints. You can't. When you, like, load in. Because I tried the Battlefield.
Oh, did you? Did you try it?
I tried it. Like, and for 30 seconds, my character just stuttered where you spawn in. Like, walking forward and backward.
You can't get the checkpoint.
No, you can't do anything.
Like, once they capture the checkpoint, it's captured. Like, there's no, you can't.
You can't win it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's badly bugged. That is literally unplayable.
Yeah, it's like, where the fuck, and then everybody's playing it. There's like 50, I logged in today, there's like 50,000 people on it. It's like, how?
Right. It makes no sense.
How are you guys playing this shit?
How did this get through playtest?
Right. They fucking fired him and just pushed it out.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they fired everybody. Yeah. No wonder everybody's going to Rivals to play Blood Hunt. Gotcha.
Oh, man.
By the way, Nightmare 20. This one.
Oh, did you make it to Nightmare 20?
Yeah.
You
carried by Jeff.
Man.
Who I didn't see the entire game. And, like, you see him, like, when the, like, level starts, right?
Yeah.
Where everybody spawns in. And then he disappears. And then I look, and he has, like, what was it? It was 500 billion damage. Something just stupid. I'm like, how? And then I looked at his stats. I'm like, oh, that's why he was using the go under the ground thing and just murked everybody. Gotcha.
The, the fucking shotgun.
Oh, the Punisher build?
The Punisher build. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I have to change how I play now. Because I've unlocked, if you use Moon Knight and you get further down your skill tree, you have to glide to do damage.
Oh, that's why they're gliding between levels.
Yes. You have to glide to injure the enemies. You throw down your onks, and then you glide above them, and it throws the things at them. Yeah, so I have to learn a completely new fighting style. It's lovely.
Murder everyone.
Yes. All right, so that's it for video games this week.
Yeah.
Let's go to music news, and there is one music story. man, we lost the legend. Literally a musical legend, David Allan Coe, the outlaw of outlaw country, wrote songs, You Never Call Me By My Name, Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile, The Ride. He was 86. His wife confirmed his death to Rolling Stone on Wednesday. Outlaw country subgenre was basically him, Willie Waylon, Christofferson, Johnny Cash, the people that lived what they sung about type of thing. Coe spent many years in jails for crimes like burglary, grand theft. He may or may not allegedly have killed a fellow inmate in 63. Never confirmed nor denied. Rolling Stone called him, quote, wildly eccentric.
No, really?
Yeah. He wrote Take This Job and Shove It for Johnny Paycheck. Most of his stuff was never on the radio due to subject matter, let's say.
They the wife put it in Spotify, David Allan Coe.
Yeah.
They played two songs.
Yep.
I'm like, the man had albums.
Literally a 50-year career.
Yeah, a catalog, you know?
And two of those albums you could only buy out of the back of biker magazines. That was Underground Album and Nothing Sacred, which was 78 and 82. Those got put out. Those are probably more of the explicit material he did. And guess who... Guess who got him to record those?
Who?
Shel Silverstein, the writer.
that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. His last record, which was released in 2006, was a collaboration with Dimebag and Vinnie Paul from Pantera, the Outlaw Meets Outlaw record. So, I mean, yeah. Coe was a member of the Outlaws motorcycle gang. I mean, he lived what he wrote and sung. So, yeah.
Damn.
I saw that in the group chat and I was like, no, damn it.
Not Coe.
Yeah, not him.
Yet so many.
The fact that he lived to 86 with that life. Or yeah, 86. That's incredible.
Oh, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing something from the X-rated album.
Not the one you suggested.
Why not?
Well, you know.
Come on.
We're already getting pinged for copyright. Yeah, well, speaking of that, when we got that message that we got pinged for copyright again by Spotify, the first thing that went through my brain was, you know what? Fuck it. We'll just play a Beatles song every week just to fuck with them.
Yeah. War got us popped, really?
Yeah. That's the one that got us.
Right.
So. But it's that time. We'll take a break. We'll figure something we can play for Song of the Week.
Sure.
Plug our network and our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 fictional bars or pubs from TV shows or movies.
Shit that I wanted to take. You can't hold. It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. And Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Woot.
Oh, finally some good music on this show. Man.
Don't ping us.
Don't ping us. And we're pinged. Fuck it. All right. Time for our top 10 list this week, Vince, of fictional bars or pubs from TV shows or movies. Like I said at the beginning, this is basically my list is where would you like to hang out? So, and I'm guessing, let's see, one, two, three. I might have four that you don't. I'm going to say four.
Okay. That's solid.
So, start us off with your number 10.
The Blue Oyster.
Ah, see, I didn't have that one. Yep. My number 10, we're starting in Hawaii. Hanging out with old Thomas Magnum at the King Kamehameha Club.
Oh, shit. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Getting choppered in by TC. Fuck yeah. Right on the beach? Come on now.
Right?
Number 9.
The Leaky Cauldron.
Ooh. I didn't have that.
Ooh.
My number 9. The same name for this bar has been used in multiple shows and movies. It was in Frasier. It was in Early Edition. But the version I'm taking of McGinty's is from, of course, Boondock Saints.
Right.
Because, you know, make like a tree and get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck ass!
Yeah.
I love that movie so much. It's so good. All right. Number 8.
Rosie's Bar.
Yeah. I kind of figured that would be higher on your list for MASH. Yeah. My number 8, we're going to go down south, Vince. Little bar / strip club called Porky's.
Oh, shit.
Nothing like a drink and a show.
Fuck yeah. C-section night. Get everything half off.
That's right. yeah. Well, you know. Number 7.
Quarks.
Really?
Oh, DS9.
Yeah. I didn't even think of Quarks. That's a great call. Damn.
Yeah.
You like that? That's good. Mine, let's stay at number 7. Let's stay in space. I'm going to Mos Eisley Cantina. I heard they have a hell of a band.
Oh, yeah. They play the same song over and over again.
That's right. That's all it is.
They know one song. That's it.
Play it again. Yeah.
That's right.
Number 6.
The King Prawn's Head from the Mighty Boosh.
Ah.
Legend of Old Greg episode.
Yes. Damn. I I spaced it. That's a.
There's so many. See, I mean,
there are. Like, there's a whole wiki page of that you could look at in here. My number six, we're going to Moe's. Come on.
It's higher on the list.
Yeah, I figured. Number five.
Patty's Pub.
Higher on the list. Oh, that's so funny. A gem of a show. I'm not going to lie. It's so good. My number five, we're going downstairs to the Regal Beagle. Yep.
That's fucked up. We need a Regal Beagle around here somewhere.
Yes, yes. It'll get run over with youths.
Youths.
Number four.
10 forward.
Also my number four. Yes. I was like, I know he's going to have 10 forward, but I got to have it anyway because I would love to hang out there. I didn't remember Quirks, though. That's, yeah. Plus, you can get drunk and then go to the fucking holodeck? Come on now. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Or get drunk at the holodeck. Number three.
Moe's Tavern.
Three is where I have the Garrison from Peaky Blinders.
Nice.
A little grim and gritty and Birmingham's best. So,
yeah, don't get shot.
Yeah, and I would. So, number two.
The Winchester. From Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Grab a pint, go to the Winchester, grab a pint.
Right.
This is where I got Patty's Pub, and obviously our number one is the same. We're going to Boston.
Now, how the fuck did you know I had Cheers?
Because I have Cheers. Because everybody would have Cheers.
Yeah, Cheers.
It's Cheers.
It's That's, Cheers. I mean, we're come on. Norm! Hello, Normie.
Fucking Harry Anderson there doing magic tricks. You got Cliff. You got Woody. You got... Come on, now. Now, the trick is, which version of Cheers? Are you a Diane or are you a Rebecca Cheers?
Oh, Diane for sure.
Yeah.
Because Shelley Long is fucking hot.
And Rebecca would just try to get you to go to Scientology.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get into some listener picks. Chris came in with McAnally's Pub from the Dresden Files. The Diner at the End of the Universe from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Sure.
And the Roadhouse from the remake. So, Tracy said Blue Oyster.
Of course.
Roboto said the Drunken Clam from Family Guy. I didn't have that one, yeah. The Cantina from Star Wars. Gus's Galaxy Grill from Spaceballs.
Oh, that's so good.
That's a good one. The Lobo from Roseanne and Roadhouse, which I think he means the Double Deuce from the original.
Sure.
Tony finishes off listener picks here with Moe's, the Regal Beagle, Kelsey's, Rick's Cafe,
Oh, Cheers. Yeah, Rick's. That's good. Yeah.
Fuck. Cheers. And of course he has the fucking Bada Bing.
of course he does.
Rosie's Bar, Gaston's Bar, Odyssey 2001, and the Boar's Nest. Jesus. Great picks. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. All right, Vince, it's that time of the week.
No. Goodbye, folks. We're done.
Yeah, well, we probably should be. Do I start funny and end funny? Or start funny and end good? Or just normal doom and gloom?
Just normal and then funny.
Okay. All right.
Break it up a little bit.
All right. Well, we will start with that the U.S. State Department has approved a $1 billion arms sale to Israel for, quote, advanced precision kill weapon systems. Sure. Why not?
Oh, at least they're giving us stuff, though. They're giving us money, though, right? Or do they get to hold that money?
No. It says it's a sale, but really, we're just giving it. Well, I'm glad that America is such a great country and we have no problems here. We get to do all this stuff for the rest of the world. Right?
That's sarcasm.
$5 a gallon gas, right? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I'm right. Trump announced this week that the U.S. will be taking control of Cuba almost immediately. To which the Cuban people said, the fuck I say?
I want one of those sweet old cars, though.
Yeah, I want cigars. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. Cuban cigars? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Congress. Jeez, these fucks. Boy, I'm going to read this story, and you tell me what country really controls ours. Congress is going to extend U.S. veteran benefits.
I saw this.
To Americans who serve in the Israeli army. Over 20,000 U.S. citizens are currently fighting for Israel right now. Yet, our veterans, Americans who fought for us and deserve fucking everything, are on a fucking waiting list for a 6-year waiting list to get a bottle of Tylenol. Because the VA is fucked.
Oy vey.
Can't say anymore. That's anti-Semitic. Well, I ain't really pro. We did have an update this week on the missing scientists and killed scientists, NASA people.
And there's no connection.
Yep, Trump said no connection. No link.
I know. Fake news. Said, no, there's no connection.
Nothing
no.
to see here.
No.
President Bar Brady. Nothing to see here.
How about that, how about that Epstein list? How are we doing with that, too? We doing all right with that?
Oh, you mean the thing everybody's already forgot about?
Yeah.
Moving on here. Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire has laid off half its staff in massive layoffs this week. This comes as he has lost 85% of his YouTube audience over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
I think this would be the appropriate time to use the Goyim figured it out, bitch.
Yeah. The Goyim no.
Yes.
Now you're getting shut down.
Spirit Airlines is no more. They have stopped all flights. They're out of business. Bankruptcy. They did not get a government bailout. It will soon be a Spirit Halloween Airlines where all planes will be turned into Halloween shops. So,
there you sure. go. No more fights in the terminal. No more. Yeah, it's going to be awful.
On the plane. Yeah. The House of Representatives this week voted to remove. This is big, but it'll get killed in the Senate. But the House did vote to remove the legal immunity shield for Bayer Monsanto for the weed killer glyphosate from the farm bill. It moves to the Senate. It's going to get killed there because lobbyists and money. But at least they tried. The legal shield is kind of like how you can't sue the drug companies for killing you. Same thing with this. All the shit they spray on your food. Yeah.
I.
Yeah, I know. We have an update on the Iran. Is it a war? Is it not a war? What the fuck is this? Are we just killing kids? Well, yes, we're killing kids. But Trump sent a letter to Congress explaining that due to the quote-unquote ceasefire, which hasn't happened because we're still bombing them, he doesn't need congressional authorization for military operations despite the war hitting the 60-day mark this week because the war's over. There's no more fighting because of the ceasefire. Basically, this is just a trick because no negotiations. We'll be bombing them in a few days. It's just a legal loophole to try to get around Congress because Congress would not approve military action in Iran. So he's circumventing, he's gaming the system.
Like he's gaming the system with the gas.
And the poly markets with all of his buddies. Yeah, they're trading on it.
Yeah, the gas futures.
Yes.
Gas is going to be $7 a gallon here pretty soon, folks.
Yeah, it's already $5 in a lot of places and higher, especially California.
Yeah, we're going to.
And get ready for food prices to massively go up. Farmers are having getting fertilizer issues. You add that on top of transportation costs due to gas prices and diesel prices. Yeah. It is going to be bad. So get ready.
We're boned.
Yep. That's what it is. And now I guess that goes into this one too. Vince, the U.S. national debt now exceeds 100% of the GDP of the United States.
How are we functioning?
We're not. So everybody, like, remember, oh, I don't know, 25, no, it's longer than that, 30 years ago when Ron Paul said that the government's bankrupt and all your money is worthless? They now admit it because you can't have 100% of your GDP going to debt and still function as a government.
But here we're cooked.
That's why we have told you since this show started, get your shit in order. Hey, if you're a U.S. person over there in the London sissy nanny land, you got a security alert urging Americans in the U.K. to exercise increased caution in public spaces, stating a terrorist attack is highly likely. The alert comes as British authorities elevate their national terrorism threat level to severe.
All those fucking white people over there.
It's either a false or it's a brown. Let's just be honest. It's probably going to be somebody with a machete.
All the evil white men over there, though. Boy, their culture is...
I know it.
Jeez.
The Pope this week appointed... Can't even get that right. The Pope appointed somebody who is in the United States illegally is now the Bishop of West Virginia. Cooked. Be ready. Supreme Court this week ruled that racial gerrymandering is unconstitutional, paving the way for Republicans to redistrict certain states. Basically, this was both sides. It's both fucking sides, but the Democrats would more or less put, well, all the blacks are, well, this weird congressional district looks like a fucking octopus that makes no sense, and they all vote Democrats so we can get more people. Yeah, that's all done now. So it'll go to, well, the Supreme Court ruled, so it's done. So there you go.
Yay.
And with all the nonsense going on in the world, the White House, they released a tweet and a video this week. Can you guess what it is?
I have no idea.
It is a 1-hour video. And for the complete hour of this video, mind you, this was tweeted from the White House official account. It is a 1-hour video of Trump saying the phrase, "We're winning," over and over.
Sounds like a mantra at that point.
Yeah, it really, yeah. Cough, brainwashing cough.
Yeah.
A couple more things and we're done.
The owner
and publisher of media outlets like Politico and The Telegraph have demanded that journalists that are in their employ support Israel in their articles or quit. So no actual objective journalism, but propaganda.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Just wanted to make that absolutely clear for the people in the back of the room. So, all news will be AI. All right, Vince, I have a good thing and a funny thing. What do we end? We end with the funny thing?
Yeah, end with the funny. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the good thing here is that there was a speech that has been censored massively by channels in several countries. French fighter Hugo Due, after his fight you know, they give the post-fight interviews in the cage and stuff like that. Let me just read his post-fight speech. First of all, I want to honor my friend Quentin Durank, who died at the hands of cowardly anti-fascists and communists. Applaud him. I hope he rests in peace alongside Jesus. This is our continent. Europe is our territory. Poland belongs to the Poles. France belongs to the French. Remember that. Christ is king. This is Poland. Defend your territory. Do not trust the politicians. They have an agenda. They want to kill you. They want to replace you. They don't want you to have children. Do the opposite. This is Poland. Poland for the Poles. Hail Christ the King. Immediately censored.
Well, duh.
Right? Huh, somebody spoke the truth and got censored. Shocked, I tell you.
Yeah.
And we end with the funny thing. There. Please, did I send this to you guys? I think I sent this maybe to you. I don't know if I sent it to the whole group. A mob of little people invaded a Scientology.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
A group of almost two dozen quote-unquote midgets, little people, hornswoggles, descended.
Whoa, buddy.
or ascended, I guess, because you're going up, onto a Scientology center. I believe it was in Florida or California. Somebody was there videoing it. Obviously, it's a publicity stunt. But you see them run past security. Well, waddle past security. And they're all screaming the same thing. Where's Tom Cruise? They just mob rush the Scientology thing looking for Tom Cruise, a bunch of midgets. How is this not a movie? I demand this to be immediately turned into a film.
That sounds amazing.
The video is hilarious. Please go find it and watch it and just laugh. There's so much to laugh at here. One, Scientology, because that's fucking a sci-fi religion. Two, it's the little people. We all love little people. It's like God quit halfway.
It's awful.
Which goes into a talk from last night.
It's awful.
They have it's just giant asses and big foreheads. I don't
understand. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. And foot jobs. That's all. That's all it is.
And Reese cups. It's all. It's so
Jesus.
Weird. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road. Take the high ground. If you want to laugh, find that video. Just look up Scientology midgets. It's fucking hilarious. And get ready, because pretty much the country's done. The world's cooked, and shit's going to hit. So maybe we'll talk to everybody next week. I don't know.
Bye.
Bye.